Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Julian Assange, that heavy hitter behind WikiLeaks.
It is the role of good journalism to take on powerful abusers. And when powerful abusers are taken on, there is always a back reaction.
He looked like a bag lady coming in. He was wearing a, kind of a dingy khaki sports coat and cargo pants, old tennis shoes with socks that were kind of collapsing around his ankles. It looked like he hadn't slept in a couple of days, and he clearly hadn't bathed in several days.
This week, the New York Times uploads its archive of experience dealing with the eccentric, unlikely fellow who may have changed journalism forever.
Leaking about the leaker, The Times and Julian Assange. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Julian Assange, the man whose leaked documents may have in part inspired the Tunisian uprising we've been witnessing all weeks, gets a profile in the New York Times. We'll have Times executive editor Bill Keller with us in just a moment on this Thursday, January 27th.
In the meantime, though, let's take a look at the headlines where that unrest in the Arab world is making headlines yet again.
I'm protesting for hope. I'm protesting for change. I'm protesting against a government that doesn't listen to its people. Against a president that has been in power for 30 years.
That's a protester in Egypt speaking to our partner, the BBC, where the largest anti-government demonstrations in decades continue into a third day. This morning, Egyptian pro-reform advocate and Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed El-Baradei is returning home to take part in the nationwide protests.
I'm an agent for change, but part of my message is that change will not happen through one person, that change will happen when people are mobilized.
A massive rally in Cairo is being organized online and by word of mouth for tomorrow.
One of the people mobilized for that rally and another voice from the protests in Cairo. We go now live to Cairo and speak with a protester whose name we learned from the BBC. It's not his real name. He's called Magdi for our purposes. He's 27 years old. And I'm wondering if this is the first set of protests you've ever experienced, Magdi.
No, I was involved in protests a few years ago for the Palestinian uprising while I was in university. But ever since then, I never took part of any protests because of what I had witnessed and what happened to us back then by the forces. So I have to admit that we were quite intimidated and afraid of taking part in any other protests. But now we've had it. We've had enough. After the past elections of the parliament, after seeing the example of Tunisia, how that if the people really want it, if the people really work for it, they can make change without having an organized coup d'etat or whatever. And so that's why when I saw my fellow countrymen going back to the streets, I decided to join them, despite the fact that I just learned a few days ago that I will be a father. But if I really want to provide my child with a fine life or at least the minimum of what the child needs, I have to be part of the change. I have to do something.
Well, there you can hear in the voice of one of the protesters, Magdi, someone we met through our partner, the BBC, who the fear is gone against the government and he's motivated to continue.
And the snow is piling up once again in the Northeast. It's been snowing for almost 24 hours in New York City and parts of New England. Schools closed. Thousands of flights have been canceled.
Let's look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,985. The S&P opens at 1,296. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2739. Coming up, Bill Keller joins us to talk about WikiLeaks, the significance of the man who may have in part inspired some of those Tunisian protests that Magdi was referring to there a moment ago.
And later this hour, we're going to go back to the man who brought us this voice.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Not just Woody Guthrie, Burl Ives, and Pete Seeger, but thousands of other unheard voices. We're going to be talking about Alan Lomax later this hour.
To the Gulf Stream waters, this land was
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.